Lady Audley's Secret by Mary Elizabeth Braddon. Read by Kim Hicks for Naxos Audiobooks. Volume 1. Chapter 1. Lucy. It lay low down in a hollow, rich with fine old timber and luxuriant pastures, and you came upon it through an avenue of limes, bordered on either side by meadows, over the high hedges of which the cattle looked inquisitively at you as you passed, wondering, perhaps, what you wanted. For there was no thoroughfare, and unless you were going to the court, you had no business there at all. At the end of this avenue, there was an old arch and a clock tower, with a stupid, bewildering clock which had only one hand, and which jumped straight from one hour to the next, and was, therefore, always in extremes. Through this arch, you walked straight into the gardens of Audley Court. A smooth lawn lay before you, dotted with groups of rhododendrons, which grew in more perfection here than anywhere else in the county. To the right there were the kitchen gardens, the fish pond, and an orchard bordered by a dry moat and a broken ruin of a wall, in some places thicker than it was high, and everywhere overgrown with trailing ivy, yellow stonecrop, and dark moss. To the left there was a broad, gravelled walk, down which years ago, when the place had been a convent, the quiet nuns had walked hand in hand. A wall, bordered with espaliers, and shadowed on one side by goodly oaks, which shut out the flat landscape, and circled in the house and gardens with a darkening shelter. The house faced the arch, and occupied three sides of a quadrangle. It was very old, and very irregular and rambling. The windows were uneven, some small, some large, some with heavy stone mullions and rich stained glass, others with frail lattices.